There's no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast.
On the left.
From your glaze.
That's when the cannibalism started.
That sounds much better.
I can be your hero, baby.
Ooh. But like a dumb Gabriel Iglesias?
You can't take me off Broadway.
Welcome to the last podcast on the left, everybody. I'm Ben Kissel, joined by Marcus Parks. I'm staring at Marcus Parks, and I was going to say in studio Marcus Parks, but so is Henry Zebrowski.
My name is Benrique Iglesias.
What is that?
Benrique Iglesias.
Benrique Iglesias?
Benrique. And glad that I'm gonna be a hero, baby.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah, gonna be a hero, baby.
I love all your hits.
That's if a man with Tourette's controlled the universe and could just create Latin singers. Well, in his mind, he dreams about them, and then they come to life.
When Donald Trump's president, a man with Tourette's will control the universe. We'll be very happy. You know, we've been covering some really light subjects here on Last Podcast on the Left, so I think it's time we get into some really hardcore stuff.
This is what I'm saying. All right, we've been too easy on you fucking retards for too long.
Take it easy.
All right? It has been easy breezy over here, just covering and drifter murder and having sex with dead women.
Who cares?
So today we're getting hardcore deep into one of the darkest topics we have ever covered.
Ooh.
The land of fairies.
Fairies. I can't believe we're going there. This is really our 9/11. The land of fairies, everybody, on today's last podcast on the left.
I'm going to put it this way, right? We came up with the idea to do fairies, again, to do a break from we've been joshing you.
Yes.
Because we've been very serious up until now, covering very heavy subjects, and we want to do something light. Fairies is dumb. It's a dumb topic. I realized this as we're going. Even gnomes. Yeah. I feel like gnomes has more meat to it than fairies does.
Don't tell Terry the gnome that. He'll be very upset if you think he's dumb.
Yeah, I'll find a fairy. You know, a lot of times I want to grab a fairy and be like, I want to make your knees explode.
Yeah, Terry.
So I slap her tiny knees together until her fucking ass falls off. And I pick up her ass and I chew it like fucking bubblegum. I love fucking a fairy. Like it's a goddamn prancing butterfly.
Yeah, you haven't changed one bit, Terry. What you been up to?
Yeah, I've just been up to my eyeballs in turpentine getting dyed.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
All right, go back.
God, I'm hard for a goddamn fairy prancing around fucking asking for it.
Oh, all right. Go back to your turpentine bath, please. Henry's back, thank God. Marcus, I'm so happy your brain hasn't been full of murder, drifter, sex, and random macabre this week.
This has been such a wonderful week. Let me tell you about the books that I've been reading this week. I have not been reading The Hand of Death.
Mm.
I have not been reading the most dangerous book in the world. I have not been reading Henry Lee Lucas, A Drifter's Tale.
But that is 9/11 as a magical ritual, which you should read if you ever, if you hate having conversations with people normally, like if you hate small talk, start reading the most dangerous book in the world, and you'll never have a normal conversation again.
Of course, the most dangerous book in the world is just a loaded magnum, which is kind of fun.
Yeah, these are some of the books, and these are the books that I used for this week's research. I used a Field Guide to Demons, Fairies, Fallen Angels, and Other Subversive Spirits by Carol Kay and Dinah Mac.
Oh.
That one is actually a very, very fun book that I'd recommend to anyone. I cracked open Volume 7 of Man, Myth, and Magic.
Okay.
The Entry by K.M. Briggs, who's written quite a few books on fairies.
Good.
And The Power of Magic by Derek and Julia Parker, a book that I've had since I was a kid.
I did all of my research on Yahoo Answers this week.
And I think Yahoo has all the answers. Don't go to Yahoo for any sort of scientific advice or what's happening with politics. Go there to discuss fairies and you'll find the truth.
Can we just go ahead and say fairies aren't real and it's all dumb?
No.
I guess fairies are real. But again, for this episode, I'm not even broaching the topic of fairies as interdimensional beings as connected to aliens. Because you know what? Why add any truth to this episode?
Absolutely.
Well, here's a little bit of an introduction to fairies. Fairies, as with bees, a good rule to follow concerning fairies is if you don't bother them, they won't bother you.
And they're also pacified by smoke.
Oh, yes, very good. That's a total myth about the bee, by the way. I've never once said anything negative to a bee. I've never even looked at a bee wrong. I've never had sex with a bee wife. I eat a little bit of their honey, but that's just their poop.
I just think that you smell like a deer to them.
I think that's possible. I've been attacked and ran down by bees multiple times.
Also, I mean, like, your whole lip is crusted with powdered sugar.
Oh, right.
That's the problem.
Mm.
Now, some fairies can do do good or ill. Some are wholly wicked, and even the best of them need to be treated with respect. That's the number one thing you need to know about fairies, is that they always must be treated with the utmost respect.
Like Aretha Franklin.
I agree with that. Love her.
Yes, because many a helpful brownie.
Now, a brownie does. It is. It is a racist idea. Just because the brownie fairy. The brownie fairy is the subservient helper fairy that shows up at the night and does all the work for you that you didn't want to do in the night, much like a slave would do. Because they do. But, you know, technically, you don't have to put a weird, like, spiked collar on a brownie to make him do it and steal his family and kill his daughters to make him have no lust for life anymore.
Well, you have a very interesting sense of U.S. history.
Wow. And yes, by the way, the legend of the brownies comes from long before the times of the Dutch slave trade.
Very good.
So, yes, many a helpful brownie has turned into a malicious boggart because some fool has played a practical joke on him.
Uh-oh.
So what do you guys think? Boggart or bogart?
I mean, I like a good boggart.
Bogart is what you do to a joint. A yes, boggart exactly. Sounds like Ben when he first wakes up in the morning.
Boggart?
Now, there are first the heroic and romance fairies of the Arthurian legends and medieval romances.
I feel like most of this episode needs to be done with a
yeah. What is a medieval romance exactly? He didn't rape me.
He didn't rape me.
What is romance in the Middle Ages?
The Middle Ages. Guinevere
middle
and
ages,
Sir Lancelot. A lot.
Oh, right.
Yes,
can
yes.
Can you imagine what dicks and pussies smelled like during that time period?
Oh, can I ever? Like a boggart.
Well, a great example of these fairy romances is Dana O'Shea of Ireland. They are the aristocracy of fairyland who ride and fight and hunt and live in a beautiful land, exempt from death or change, the land of the ever young.
And each one of these fairies is deliciously white.
Ah, I see.
Fairies are usually depicted positively as dainty, winsome, small, or even tiny, usually females, with butterfly-like wings. But once you look down at their feet, you will see talons instead of toes.
Yeah, exactly.
Naughty. Absolutely bawdy. I can't stand it, Marcus.
In some parts of England, they are so tiny that the whole royal dais can be caught under a man's hat.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, they're all just a bunch of vegans. They're all Gwyneth Paltrows. I don't like these fairies one bit. They're obnoxious. They're annoying me. I don't want to be on a date with them at all. Do you want to go get barbecue?
No, I just want to dance on the head of a cake without leaving a print on the icing.
God damn it.
So am I not getting fucked?
No, you're not getting fucked. You have... Well, maybe.
These fairies, they live in an underground parallel universe that can be entered through holes in the ground.
I bet it's got the tiniest doors. And right. You go, nickety-knock, nickety-knock. And then a fox comes and goes, roar. And the fox butler opens the door for you, and there's nothing but tiny cakes and little shoes.
I feel like you're really on this cake thing. Did you have breakfast this morning?
I'm pretty hungry.
And speaking of fairy food, Henry, if a human visits fairyland and eats fairy food, he or she will usually not rejoin the land of the living. Also, another way to get caught in fairyland is by joining a fairy dancing ring, for fairies are always dancing in rings.
And if they dance anywhere outside of a fucking ring, then they are thrown out of the club and they are tortured to death.
Yeah, these fairies are living in Nilbog, but you can't eat the food? These fairies are terrible.
Where do you think Nilbog came from, my friend?
I tell you what, enough tiny foods and dancing in rings, and I wouldn't want to come back to normal life.
I don't know, but Xbox and Netflix.
No, you dancing don't... in rings, 24/7.
But you're tired.
Tiny pastries, even tinier roast beefs. Nothing puts a smile on my face.
Yeah.
Even imagining the fairies dancing on the tip of my fucking cock.
Yeah, and I would assume they only have curly fries in fairyland. I love a good curly fry.
Well, the best way to keep fairies away is to keep your house clean and tidy while also leaving around food, drink, water, and towels.
So they want you to be an average new Lower East Side squatter, but then also keep your apartment really nice and clean.
You just have to be a stand-up comedian with no possessions who just leaves out old food all the time.
Right. So currently, I actually am living like the fairies want, and all I'm getting is mice and cockroaches. So I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
Fairies.
Oh, is that what a fairy is?
Oh, you should go up to your dress in a full lace, like sheer outfit with a tiara on and go to your landlord and be like, I seem to have a fatty infestation in my home. And have him come and the whole place is crawling with roaches and mice. He's like, I'm almost askant to ask them to leave because I love the sound their tiny feet make when they dance.
Well, we're not going to talk about the fact that I did have a conversation with my mouse the other night. So we'll move on. Yeah.
Sad, like your Dumbo.
Yeah. I'm the Dumbo. He's the mouse, and he wants me to join the circus, but I don't know where there is one.
But he keeps gesturing towards his gun, and he's like, this is how you apply for the circus?
Yeah. And he's like putting bullets with his little nose closer and closer to the gun. Wants me to load it up. Fun.
Well, fairies, they are often considered to be neither good nor evil. They are a capricious bunch. Mischievous and spiteful, but on the whole, not harmful, unless they are disrespected. Remember that. Very important thing to remember about fairies.
Yeah, they're like people who work at the DMV.
Right.
Very, very capricious, yeah.
Far too much power, by the way, yes. The people at the DMV.
Well, in 1670, John Aubrey, the English antiquarian.
This is my question.
You may have heard of him.
Mm-hmm. What is an antiquarian?
An antiquarian is a man who deals in antiquaries.
Now, this is my question. Is that like a hipster? Is it like a dude with a handlebar mustache that only listens to a phonograph in like 2015? Is that what he is?
It's a guy that deals in antiques. Like, for example, Jack Smart from last episode that helped Henry Lee Lucas by giving him a place. He was technically an antiquarian.
Oh, and he brought a little fairy back to his place too. And that fairy was a drifter who killed a whole bunch of people.
So this is what John Aubrey said after he carefully recorded an encounter with a fairy.
Being demanded whether a good spirit or a bad, returned no answer, but disappeared with a curious perfume and a most melodious twang. Mr. W. Lilly believes 'twas a fairy. I'll never be married, but I do love the figure of a lady. Oh, I do, especially when it's coarse with hair.
I love it. Niles Crane. He sounds like Niles Crane from Frasier.
Yes.
I don't think we've had a Frasier reference before.
I don't think we have. Right. Congratulations to both of you.
I'm the dog in it.
I'm the sort of racist Vietnam veteran. Or maybe it was World War II.
Well, there have been fairy hoaxes in the last century, the most famous being the Cottingley fairies that were found in Yorkshire, England. Huh. The pictures, while admittedly, are pretty good. They are pretty convincing.
No, they're not.
So much so that they fooled even Sir Arthur Conan Doyle of Sherlock Holmes fame.
That dude was ripped on cocaine.
They did?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. He was fucking literally being like, I must first have some writing powder. Oh, yeah. Fucking look at those fairies, huh? Man, they're dancing everywhere. Man, you know, I mean, the other night I was seeing like four or five fairies, and they're telling me, hey, you can check a guy's shoes, because you can find it from a guy's shoes, whether or not he's a butler or not. Oh, I better put that in my new fucking Sherlock Holmes book. Oh, man, I got another idea. What if he's got another guy? He's got a guy with a fucking bowler hat. That's his best friend. Ha, oh, elementary. That's what I think. Man, oh, man. We should start a restaurant, man.
Sir, this isn't a book. You just dumped your inkwell on the pages.
I just needed some more fucking writing powder. Where's my... You holding out on me, man? I'm getting sick, man.
Well, that's how the founder of Penguin died. Penguin Publishing.
Yeah, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle was a noted spiritualist, and in fact, he edited and published a lot of spiritualist pamphlets that were put out around this time. So he was always looking very hard for any sort of proof that there was some sort of supernatural presence in the world.
Hmm.
But the two sisters eventually admitted decades later in the 80s that most of the fairies in the fairy pictures were just simple cardboard cutouts from a children's book.
And that is absolutely fucking totally obvious.
I love
you look
it,
at
though.
The pictures, it's just like, yeah, that's fake.
However, The one sister does maintain that the fifth picture, there are five pictures, she maintains that the fifth picture is, and it is admittedly the most haunting one that has a little bit of transparency to it. She maintains that that one is real.
It's not.
I believe her because she's a woman and they don't lie.
Women do not lie.
I've read that. They told me that before.
Yeah, I've read that book, Women Don't Lie and Other Lies from Women.
Yeah, yeah, I love that. Written by Pamela Liar.
Well, fairies have a morality all of their own, which does not correspond to human rules and ways. All demand respect, but...
this respect thing, again... what have they done to deserve it?
They were just,
they make food that poisons you. They live in squalor. All they do is dance around.
That's what they all they want, man. How many, you know, dance like nobody's watching, right? That's all they want to do.
Mm.
I don't know. Love by You Never Been Hurt? Eat, Pray, Love. Eat carbs.
They just seem like Subway performers with poison in their pockets.
That's all there. Showtime, showtime, showtime. Demand to be respected. Yeah, yeah, I know I almost kicked your face and you're late for the train. I'm just up here and I'm playing old hip-hop songs and I'm actually not very good at breakdancing.
Right.
But I demand respect.
And you got my respect.
Well, what they hate above all things, miserliness.
Oh, you can't have a bad time?
You can't be a miser. You can't
be a skin flint.
Yeah. No stinginess.
No bugaboos. No bugaboos allowed.
Uh-huh.
No Scrooge McDucks in the fairy world.
No, 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 because you'll get a little spanking from a tiny hand.
Yeah, they just all remind me of the Macaulay Culkin's character in Party Monster.
Oh,
they're a bunch of maniacs, these people. All these fairies are on drugs.
I just want to do a little bit of a crossover and just imagine Henry Lee Lucas catching a fairy in his hands, just snapping his neck right while it's flying around, and then just wrapping around his dick like a cock ring. You know, and just like, well, I got that shoot done.
It was the second one I regretted the most.
Well, one thing about fairies, very open sexually.
Okay, so this is all just Fleetwood Mac. Is that the deal? Yes. Is that what's happening here?
Yes, it's just backup singers from bands in the 70s. That's what fairies were.
This is honestly Charles Manson's crew. These guys are on a bunch of drugs, hanging out in a random commune, and you know Charles Manson was like, the one rule is we respect each other. That is it.
Well, you may be asking, yes, they're very open sexually. What are their organs like?
Mm-hmm. Where do you put it?
Where do you put it? Are they like humans? Mm. The answer is absolutely not. Mm. They are similar, but not exactly the same for female fairies. And this is
I want to put it. Can I read directly from the book?
I mean, this isn't direct quoting.
Oh, this is from the book, The Magic of the Goddesses, I found, which is disturbing.
Uh-huh.
Yes, because it's just a lot of... You know when someone obviously put a lot of work into making up the fake menstrual cycle for a thing that doesn't exist?
Right.
It's just a weird kind of thing, because you know a guy thought about a 4 foot tall, voluptuous lady, like a 4 inch tall, tiny, tiny lady, bleeding from the pussy.
Mm.
That's all he thought about for months, and he wrote a whole book about it.
Mm.
Well, not all fairies are tiny. Some, like the Irish, believe that astral fairies are 6 to 7 feet tall.
Oh, wow. My kind of fairy.
Yeah, that would be just like your kind of fairy.
Thank you.
But
if they actually had 6 or 7 foot tall Irish people, then the Irish would have made some contribution to basketball.
That's a good point. Oh, they have some great fairy Irish basketball players.
Well, if you're wondering about the cycles of fairies,
and I know you are.
Oh yeah, everybody is.
They do not menstruate.
Female fairies do not. They do not menstruate. We're guessing, but it's logical that a fairy female ovulates just once, right after she matures, and then not again until she has given birth, weaned her baby on them tiny little torpedo fairy tits. Ooh, can you imagine that sweet milk coming out of them fairy breasts?
You know what? Can you just make it so they don't menstruate at all? Or?
They got to menstruate.
Okay.
They menstruate once they hit maturity.
Mm.
They give birth. They menstruate after each birth. Only after each birth do they menstruate once more, and then they just ovulate constantly, always ready to take the seed of a human male.
I've met fairies like this before.
I've definitely heard that sentence before, but mostly it's to keep you away.
Yes. So they're always wanting it.
Oh, fairy vaginas, extremely elastic.
Okay, so how elastic are we talking here? Like Acme cartoon, throw a black circle on the wall and it makes a train tunnel? Like how big are we talking?
Yeah, are we talking about like Chloe Sevigny elastic or like Anna Nicole Smith elastic?
Oh, very elastic on Anna Nicole. I love her.
You'd almost say baggy.
Is there some change? You got change in there?
Well, they're so elastic, then when they want to welcome sperm into their womb, for, if you didn't know, female fairies covet male human DNA above the DNA of the fairy male.
Because they like getting gaped.
Yeah, well, obviously, they must.
Can you imagine? Because it must fit. They must fit on your penis like a finger puppet.
I say again, not all fairies are tiny. Yeah. Imagine Prince Oberon or Princess Titania of A Midsummer Night's Dream.
Back in the day when you used to go out to eat with your parents and they had the quarter machines and there was those slimy little green things that you could put on your thumb. Remember those things? And they were like little monsters?
Yeah. That's how I imagine the bad thoughts in my head to be.
Oh, great. Yeah. That's how I imagine what a fairy looks like sitting on your dick.
Yeah, and if I wanted to fuck Prince Oberon, who's like half donkey,
right?
Doesn't that make me like a plushie? Right? Like, technically?
Yeah, something like that.
No, the half donkey was Prithius.
We're going to be discovering later on people who truly believe in fairies, and I just think that they are the saddest group of true believers I've ever met.
They're wonderful. Now that I'm getting into the sexual organs part of it, I'm kind of into them.
This is just to make men, like 45-year-old white guys that only want to have sex with 21-year-old Japanese girls.
Right. I mean, I'm just so happy that the bronies have a group of people they can beat up.
Yes.
Which is kind of fun.
Well, yes. You know, the female fairy desires the male DNA because the fairy species needs human DNA to improve their own species, but because we are above them.
Isn't like one little seed, one little sperm, like huge to them?
Damn it, people! Fairies are also human-sized! Not all fairies are tiny!
I just can't imagine them. I mean, I make big sperms.
Yeah, I've heard that.
I've been told I make big, thicker sperms. Like, you can see it, and it goes stuff like, it's like, where's my home? Like, it comes out of my dick.
Talking.
Yeah. And so I feel like,
yeah, I mean, honestly,
I'm confused. I'm just kind of confused. I feel sexually confused.
In each load, Henry only has 3 sperm.
That's it.
Yeah.
But you may ask what happens when the male fairy has sex with the human female. Well,
I have been thinking that.
I do just picture this fairy just inside of a human female's vagina, like John Goodman in a hot tub. You know, just like his arms are on the labia and the lips. His head is resting on the on the clip.
Hey, come on in. The water's fine.
Oh, wait, it's a little actually warm in here.
Hey, can somebody hand me a vine or something? Hand me some kind of rope. I'm thinking I'm a wee bit stuck.
Well, first of all, the female womb is very hostile to the fairy sperm. That makes fairy impregnation, male to female, extremely rare. And when it does happen, it is said that albinos are the offspring of a male female, or a male fairy and a female human.
It's kind of a racist myth there.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Oh, well, albinos, or people with albinism, as they prefer to be called, they are not a race, Ben.
I am no albino. A fairy raped my mother. I'm sorry, sir. That's not going to help you get the job here at Books a Million.
Right. They're not a race of people?
No, they're completely different.
No, you can be an albino white. You're going to be an... I've never seen an albino Asian.
Well, why don't they get together and call themselves a race and take over another one? Race.
If you're an albino Asian listening to the show, send a picture of yourself to the Facebook page and I will send you
$5. Yeah, you get a $5. You're giving people away money away constantly now.
Because I feel bad for the albino Asian, right? Should I? Has it made his life harder for you? Or is life better? Mm-hmm.
For anyone who's ever watched a Behind the Music, when VH1 used to do those, you'd be like, how did Milli Vanilli and TLC lose all their money? We're watching Henry do it. He's just giving money away.
I will say, when I deface all those dollar bills, it is true, it is a federal offense, and I pulled up my wallet when I was going back through, like, I went through the scanner, and they had to check my wallet, and they opened up, and they saw the defaced dollar bills, and they're like, what is this? And I was like, oh, it's nothing, and they're like, you're not supposed to be, this is a crime, and I literally had to throw them all out in the fucking garbage.
Oh.
But throwing away money is legal?
Yeah.
You can't write on it. That was, of course, for Comic-Con. Henry promised a dollar for everyone he saw in the last podcast shirt. Believe it or not, he came home with just a couple of dollars.
I left, no, I didn't give any out, but I did leave $3 for the maid in the hotel.
Fairies? You're asking. Do they have the power of levitation?
Yeah, of course, fucking course they do, yeah.
Do they?
The answer is yes.
Oh.
Yes, the answer is absolutely yes.
They got and, wings. It's oh.
Not all fairies have wings. As we'll find out, there are many different kinds of fairies. We're about to get into it.
These rules are too fucking loose.
Right.
Let us now get into the actual practices of fairies. And perhaps the most disturbing fairy practice of all is the act of stealing human babies and replacing them with one of their own, which are creatures known as changelings.
And again, I'm going to go back and reference the alien-human hybrid episode and talk about how if we want to say that fairies are old-time representations of alien visitations to humankind, and it's maybe that this is where that is based out of, is this idea that an alien race was trying to combine with our race in order to create someone that can live within our dimensional space area.
It is either that or this is all based out of loneliness. Really just crushing loneliness.
Well, as Man, Myth, and Magic Volume 7 says, the birth of a deformed, moronic, or exceptionally ugly child is an old tragedy.
Oh, since the dawn of time are ugly kids just the worst curse a family can have.
But sometimes the ugliest babies grow into the most beautiful people.
That is very true.
It really is true.
Yeah. But one explanation for this, for a child such as this being born, is the existence of changelings. Now, British in origin, changelings are described as pale, big-headed, mentally retarded, or deformed human babies.
Otherwise known as, like, the royalty for the entire country. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In actuality, these are not babies at all, but elderly, feeble, often senile old fairies who are traded for healthy human children, as we said earlier, for their DNA.
Right.
Now that's a crazy retirement plan where you get to go and be a baby.
Yeah, it's kind of a Benjamin Button type situation.
I want to go be a baby now.
Yeah, it's like Jurassic Park, but I guess the fairies version?
Yeah.
You know, getting their DNA, then what happens to the baby?
Oh, it just kind of grows up in the fairy world and then it dies.
Like the Matrix.
Yeah. Blue pill, red pill.
Ooh.
Oh, can you? Oh, are you ready to bend the spoon?
Yo, man, you just took both pills.
Oh, I'm sick. Oh, I got a tummy ache. Oh, you got some ginger ale? So am I going to see the truth or not? Do I get to learn kung fu?
Unfortunately, they canceled themselves out. You're going to work at a gas station for the next 40 years.
Wait a second. You lost Fishburne?
No.
I loved you at House Guest, man.
Yeah.
You're fucking great, House Guest, man. You're one of the funniest stand-ups I've ever seen, Lawrence Fishburne.
Just never watch my daughter's porn, please.
Your daughter got a porn?
No. God damn it. I must stop telling everybody.
Now, as changelings grow older, they are notorious pranksters, known for stealing milk.
I just feel like they weren't being fed milk.
The idea is that fairies had also, because that's a main fairy food, is milk, cream, and butter.
They are also known for playing music that forces people to dance against their will.
You mean like the fucking DJs down in Ibiza?
And they also break valuable objects.
Damn.
It's hard to tell exactly if a child is a changeling, but a baby born with teeth is highly suspect.
Also, that's a sign of a baby that is a vampire.
Mm-hmm.
They also sort of sound like juggalos.
Yeah.
Break stuff.
Forced to dance. Drink milk.
Everyone knows a juggalo craves their milk.
Well, that's the only way you can get the juggalo fart, which is one of their mating sounds.
Just milk Faygo and eating old fucking black and miles.
Right. And for our juggalo listeners, I respect you and
respect
I respect your people.
You. Respect what you. Your
they taste. Also like respect.
They do. You have to respect a juggalo, because if not, they'll smear their booby paint all over you, the men and the women.
Oh, my goodness.
In Ireland, suspected changelings were burned to death on red-hot shovels.
You know who never would have made it out of that alive? Crispin Glover.
Oh, so
who else
good.
Is an ugly man? Abe Vigoda as a baby.
Oh.
Never would have made it. We wouldn't have had those people.
In 1895, also in Ireland, A young woman was burned to death as a changeling by both her husband and her family working together.
Because she didn't want to help invent butt stuff.
Butter is good lube in Ireland.
And a favorite way of dealing with changelings in Ireland was to whip it until the fairies came to take it back.
So many retarded kids.
Yeah.
You know, just not having a good time, you know? Now we treat them with respect and we give them spinny hats and teach them how to weightlift.
Right.
So they can compete against each other in the cruel games known as the Special Olympics.
Yeah, and
back then they were just destroyed immediately.
Mm-hmm. Russians just put them in cages, they whipped them, and we put them to, forced them to do athletics.
And sometimes they manage restaurants. Don't forget about that.
When he would hug all the people, which is inappropriate. Because there's a problem. Yeah. Yes, I know he was mentally disabled and running a restaurant. It was fine for him to hug everybody. But that was like a weird 40-year-old white man who's like, you know, I like to give all my favorite customers a little bit of a hug.
Yeah.
Don't mind the pointer.
And I'm not,
I hate that he calls his dick the pointer.
Mm-hmm. I'm not fully convinced that man didn't walk out of that restaurant and become totally normal, just like Kevin Spacey in The Usual Suspects. I think he's just like, man, this doy-doy thing is really working out. I'm hugging everybody.
You know who also did a lot of hugging, welcoming customers into his restaurant? That Jared from Subway.
Oh, my goodness.
He's a rapist.
It's possible.
Well, a common English changeling tale tells of a baby who never grew, was always hungry, never learned to walk, and lay in its cradle year after year and had a strange, hairy face. The mother's oldest child, a soldier, came home and was dismayed by the odd creature. The soldier, suspecting that fairy mischief was afoot, took an empty eggshell, which he filled with malt and hops, and heated it on the fire. Laughs came from the cradle.
I am old, old, ever so old,
said the changeling.
But I never saw a soldier brew beer in an egg before.
Before the changeling knew he had been tricked, the soldier went after it with a whip, and the changeling ran out the door and returned the normal baby to its cradle.
I'm going to go to a strip club and look at some ass.
I was dancing the other night.
There was a weird elderly but baby man came in and just kept saying, twist and shout, twist and move. How I love how your ass can groove. And just slapped a weird tin cup on the table over and over again and threw weird medieval coins at me.
So it was pretty good then.
It was good.
Yeah, good.
It was a good night. Then I saw Brian again. I think we're going to be together forever.
He made me soup in an eggshell.
Well, if you are a new mother or father, or if you've got a baby on the way, I'm sure this story is particularly disconcerting to you, and you may be asking yourself, how do I guard myself against such a horrible thing happening? Well, to guard babies against changelings, the Scottish would mix whiskey with dirt to feed the baby as its first food.
Also what the Parkses did to Marcus as a child.
Oh, is that right? I didn't know.
And I never get sick. I never get sick.
Marcus patted his stomach ever so. And I do believe you do never get
sick. You just looked like a changeling for a second.
Yeah, you really did.
Other ways to protect against changelings are to drape the father's trousers over the crib. Ugh. Or hang an open pair of scissors above the sleeping child. Or surround the crib with a ring of fire.
So all of the things to do are just endanger your child.
Yeah, just make it like, you know, a fire match from WWE. So you got Kane's got to be lit on fire by The Undertaker, or a bizarre carousel that just involves scissors.
Well, in Ireland, here's another thing that you can do. A charm was made from old horseshoe nails, hen excrement,
chicken shit for our southern listeners,
and salt that you would rub on your baby, and that would scare away the changeling, who would then return the not at all mentally challenged, perfectly normal baby that you and your wife deserve.
So, I don't want to be anti-Irish anymore.
Right.
You know what I mean? I've really been trying to do it. But it just seems like the Irish did quite a bit to torture and destroy the mentally challenged.
And obviously, they don't do that anymore, which means at some point a reformist had to come along. And just be like, don't salt your babies.
Hey, listen. Hey. No, I'm just like any other McGillicuddy on the block. I love to do it to an ugly child. There's nothing I like better than covering an ugly fucking retarded kid all covered in chicken shit. But we got to stop it because there's a thing called television now, and people are taking pictures of it, you see? All right? And we're losing a bit. We're losing some ground, okay? So every single time, let's put it this way. Every single time you want to rub a bunch of chicken shit on your retarded kid, just have sex with your wife without a condom.
Oh, there we go. The old Catholic way.
So you guys, there's been already a lot of misunderstandings about fairies.
Yep.
Specifically from the two of you.
I just refuse to accept any new fairy facts into my mind.
Right. That's a very good idea, Henry.
Well, be open, gentlemen.
All right.
Because we're about to go into another subsect of fairies. These are not your stereotypical tiny fairies, not even your larger Princess Titania, Queen Titania type fairies.
Okay.
These are
the Serena Williams fairies.
Oh, I love
that's
Serena.
What I would say. The Princess Titania in my mind is I see, what's her, Serena?
Yeah.
Selena?
Serena.
Serena Williams. I see her body. Tits out. Your butt waggling everywhere. She's got fairy wings on. She's got like a thing. That's what I see.
Serena and Venus, the world's most dangerous threesome. They'll kill you if you mess up.
I want to be dead that way.
Oh, I would love it. And what a great time for women's sports. Ronda Rousey.
Hey, yeah.
USA Women's Soccer and Serena Williams.
Again, I hope she lifts me over the threshold someday.
Oh, I would love that idea.
Well, the fairies we're about to cover now, these are nature fairies. Forgotten gods. Spirits of streams, springs, and lakes. Spirits of trees. Guardians of animals and plants. Mm. And of growing crops.
Also, put it this way. If you run an Etsy shop and you make fucking charms or some shit, you can just make a charm out of any one of these things and you'll sell at least 12 of them.
Oh, at least, yeah.
First up is the Nixie. Teutonic in origin, the Nixie is a freshwater femme fatale fairy, closely related to the mermaid, and that she has a fish-like tail and heaving bosoms. However,
giggling.
Yeah, not so much into her tail, but I do like her tits.
It's the tits like. It's just I look at the fish part of it, and I'm like, I feel kind of weird, but then I look at the tits, and you know, I'm like, it's all right.
She is completely green, her skin, hair, teeth, all of it. Totally green. She has also been sighted posing as a gray horse.
Doesn't make any sense.
Right.
Just let me continue, okay? Yeah. She is distinguished from the mermaid, who is usually interested in only sex.
Yeah, like a tawdry fish slut.
Well, that's how mermaids kill, is they bring sailors and men underwater, not understanding that men need oxygen to breathe.
I just don't care, man. You're still fucking the fish part, and it's not like she's got a human vagina.
No.
You're just like, the thing is, the tits are great, and the mouth is great, and she's pretty, she's got nice hair and stuff like that, but she's still got no actual human vagina.
No, if you want to have sex with the mermaid, just go on the top of your roof and fuck your shingles.
Well, her penchant, she's not necessarily into sex. Her biggest thing, shopping.
Oh my god.
She often appears in marketplaces under the guise of an old woman,
like a Hasidic woman looking for deals in century 21.
She's usually discovered by a child or a clever villager who lifts her skirt, exposing her fishtail.
A clever villager, I would never say, because then you could say someone like Ted Bundy was a real clever villager.
Yeah, most subway sexual assaults are done by people who are just really clever villagers.
But no.
Being on a packed subway is no reason to be a clever villager. Keep your hands to yourself.
Judge, I thought she was a fish fairy.
Well, they are clever because they notice that she drips water wherever she goes.
So you see an old woman pissing herself,
right,
and the first thing you think is, better lift that skirt.
Yep, she doesn't look.
Seems like there is a Nixie in town.
That's a clever villager.
That elderly woman urinated in public doesn't look embarrassed enough.
They have been known to marry mortal men, for whenever a young wife vanishes, it is certain she was a Nixie if she was last seen sinking into a body of water, and the water turns the color of blood.
I feel like Drew Peterson needs to use this in his defense for all the women that he's killed.
It's just a damn, she was a Nixie. Yeah. And I'm not being fun about it. I mean, believe me, yeah. I was walking around. I was feeling real clever. I saw an old woman pissing herself, and I lifted her up. And next thing you know, diddle-doddle-diddle, yada-yada-yada, we were married, right? And then she just disappears. What am I going to do about it? She had a fish pussy.
You're free to go, Mr. Peterson.
And another innocent man exonerated by Judge Dukums. I only do fairy law.
The male version of the Nixie is the Knock, who is often heard shrieking during shipwrecks.
Ah! Ah! La 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 la.
He takes the form of a bird, but has also been seen as a horse, or a half horse, or half of a ship, or a gleaming silver coin,
I think,
or a ring.
Stick to a form, make rules,
right,
and stick to them. This is the problem with these fucking fairy ideas, is that they could just be anything.
They can be anything.
What's the point of even having one form if you could be like six other forms?
I just feel like an uncle was out with his you know, niece, and she just was like, what's that? And he's like, it's a Knock. And then she's like, what's that? It's another Knock. Believe it, a boat and a horse can be the exact same thing. It's a Knock.
Yeah, Uncle Trevor's going through a divorce because so he's sick of making up fairy tales for his daughter, so he's getting bored, and next thing you know, we got a whole fairy fucking discography going on, all like Silmarillion about horseshit.
Now, the Knock, very dangerous. To protect yourself against the Knock, spit in your water before you drink it.
All right.
Whatever.
Very good. So that'll protect you against a...
Great, great, great. Also a good way to just, you know... More and more ways Last Podcast on the Left makes your Tinder dates more difficult.
That's right. Spit in your beer.
I'm protecting myself from a male Nixie. I have to go to the bathroom. For some reason, Deirdre never came back, but I did so fervently swipe right.
Another of the water spirits are the Merrows, a kind of Irish sea fairy. They are never seen without their red caps covered with feathers and are said to be charming and seductive, but extremely vengeful if wronged. The first Merrow sighting came in 887 AD when one washed ashore of Scotland. She was documented as being 195 feet long with 7-foot fingers, a nose as white as a swan.
Cool. I just say cool. I think it'd be a cool tattoo. A lot of stuff also sounds like cool tattoos. Nah. This is another good thing for ladies. If you want like a full back tattoo that's like sexy, or one of those full like leg tattoos, all this shit's also good ideas for that.
Oh yeah, go read The Field Guide to Demons. There are some amazing illustrations in that book. A lot of good tattoo ideas.
And of course, this was in Scotland.
This is in Scotland.
So they just measure by how far three people can spit. And so one person spits, the other one goes to where that person spat, landed, spits again, and then one more. And so it was 193 feet again.
It's also the farthest a man can piss.
Oh, yeah. There's all different kinds of units of measurement in Scotland.
The male Merrow is deformed and unshapely, with green hair, a red nose, and tiny eyes. They stay underwater and keep the spirits of dead sailors in cages at the bottom of the sea. It is said that female Merrows prefer human lovers to these creatures.
Oh, great. Nice.
Cool. Yeah. More fake stuff.
Awesome.
Oh, but you know, it's not fake. In fact, our friend Ragnar from Iceland will absolutely say that these people are not fake. And we cover them a little bit on our gnomes episode, The Hildrefit.
And I actually do fully believe in stuff like this. This is where I do believe in, don't get me wrong, right? We're making fun of a lot of shit. I believe in elemental energies. I believe in sort of interdimensional creatures and shit like, or entities, whatever you want to say, that come in and out of our multiverse because we live in a fucking hologram. I don't want to get into it because I'm already mad. I'm already kind of upset about today's episode.
No.
But there are things that are taken seriously. A lot of people we listen to in the research of fairies, there are a lot of interesting, serious stories from people who live in harmony with these weird energies. But again, they're aliens. So,
yeah. The Hildrefit.
That's all I have.
The Hildrefit.
That's what I offer.
Yeah. Well, the Hildrefit, they are invisible but populous. Some say that their hats make them invisible, while others claim that their power lies in their special coats.
Yes, I bet it does.
If they're invisible, why don't they just be naked?
Because they're still civilized, Ben.
But no one can see them.
I don't.
No, they can see each other.
No, Marcus, there is no answer to that.
No, they can see each other.
They can't
live
see.
In a society just like we do.
But it's invisible
are the,
to us.
Are the Hildrefolk asking the same question of us?
You mean to tell me the Hildrefolk wouldn't be walking around with their cocks and titties out all the time?
Yeah.
I would be.
That seems like a fantasy island I can get down.
Yeah. Know. Why don't you fucking Skype Ragnar and ask him?
Let's Skype Ragnar.
Yep.
Wake him up from a dead sleep. This, well, hey, Ragnar, shut up. Wake the fuck up. Shut up.
Yep.
Shut up. Do Hills of Folk have their dicks out or not?
Only asking the tough questions.
Well, building a house on a Hildrefolk dwelling can be fatal, so it is very important to check to see if they are present, because they are invisible. If you are uncertain, leave a tool behind at the building site overnight, and if the tool is missing the next day, it is said that the Hildrefolk have given their sign that the space is already occupied.
It's also how you can tell if a bunch of illegal Mexicans are squatting in an apartment.
Yeah, or some gypsies or something.
Then they're the Petipari. They are from the Maori people of New Zealand. They are tall, red-headed, exceedingly pale.
Mm, who does that sound like? Somebody I know.
We have to end the show now.
And they are rarely sighted, for they only move on foggy days.
Which is weird, because normally our little Petipari. What is it?
Petipere?
Petipere?
Petipere.
Oh, we have one that's sometimes really grumpy on foggy days, and he likes to sleep in.
Petipere.
The males are expert flute players.
That's where the big difference is.
Between
our petipere, yeah.
And well, when you say flute, that's the little thing you hold, and you close it up there, and you bend it, and then you make it into a heart, and you give it to a girl.
No, yes.
Is that what you do with it?
Yes, when you like to flirt with someone, like you are an abominable slowman.
Yes, I'm always bending things.
Me make Valentine. Me need beautiful woman to make me feel comfort in night.
Yeah.
The males, they are expert flute players, and they use their skills to arouse human females.
Ooh. Which is the opposite of what normally happens when you are in a marching band.
Yeah. I mean, that's what Jethro Tull was all about.
Yeah, it was all about the lead singer figuring out that he could get laid playing the flute.
I also take it back.
Singing about old men looking at little girls in the park.
Huh. It was fine in the 60s to do that.
It really was.
But I'll take it back about the marching band thing. Marching band people got a lot of dick and pussy.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
I have my first, I caught my first feel on a marching band trip.
You caught it, huh?
Copped.
You copped it.
I copped it.
Were you being a real clever villager?
Yeah. It sounds like you're supposed to ask for it.
No, I was.
You copped it.
I copped it. Yeah, no, you cop a feel.
Was she expecting to be copped?
She was completely down with being copped.
Well, she was like, yeah, come on and cop him. You better do it soon because I got to shine my Glockenspiel before 9:45.
Texas love.
She was a clarinet player, I'll have you know. Now, we've gone over a lot of different fairy types here. Gone over the fairy spirits. We've gone over the traditional fairies. We've gone over a ton of different things here. Now, you may ask yourself, how? Why?
Mm-hmm.
What is the explanation for all this? Now,
yeah.
The explanation.
What is it? Yeah, Marcus. Yeah, right. You got some splaining to do.
Right.
Now, fairies are sometimes believed to be the fallen angels that were not evil enough for hell, but still followed Lucifer in the rebellion. And as the fairies were falling from heaven, Jesus held up his hand, and they stopped short in flight. The most wicked, the Lucifugi, fell into the mines and caves of earth and became kobolds and gnomes.
I am sick of medieval nerds.
Yeah, the Lucifugi?
The Lucifugi.
The Lucifugi.
Or the Lucifugi.
I think it's Lucifugi.
The Lucifugi. They sound like the ones that bust into restaurants with Uzis and kill everybody.
Hey, I'm a little member of the Lucifugi family. Huh? Next time, you know what I'm going to do? You want to mess with one of the Lucifugi? What I'm going to do? I'm going to ruin your batch of walnuts with my tiny feet, okay? I'll give you an offer you can't refuse. A bunch of beer brewed in the shell of an egg and the beautiful bosom of my daughter, Manekanek. How she dances on top of a beautiful icing cake. You've never seen anything like it. Oh.
She has the feet of a fish.
Oh, you wouldn't believe it, huh? She's got the pussy of a fish. But she's got the tits of my daughter.
Now, some fell, of course, down into the depths, but others fell into the sea and became mermaids and water spirits. Others fell into the woods, and others fell near habitations, and those became brownies and hobs, whose duty it was to work for man without reward. Another belief is that fairies are people who died before their time and were too good for hell, but not good enough for heaven, or they were babies that died before they were baptized.
Like Chris Farley could be one?
You know what? I'd absolutely think Chris Farley might be one.
Or a lot of people who say that they took pictures of these fairies, I think a good explanation for them is they're bugs.
Oh, no.
They're big bugs.
No, now that I believe they're reincarnated Chris Farleys, which explains why every single morning I wake up and there is an empty bottle of vodka in my living room and I have no idea what happened the night before.
Yeah. Nothing like a brownie fairy to come and help you in your blackout.
Yeah.
Well, a less common
theory. Well, we better finish that bottle of vodka for Ben, because if we don't finish it, he'll finish it in the morning.
A less common theory is that fairies fill an intermediate space between man and angels. Spiritual animals, if you will.
And that comes from the Shakespearean idea, because there definitely was, they had like a view of man where it was angels, man, animal, demons. Mm-hmm. It was sort of like, because everything in fucking British terms has to be some form of hierarchy, because you have to know where you stand.
Of course.
At all given times, for some reason. You can't be free, like a goddamn red-blooded American.
As far as modern believers in fairies go, there's a lot of different ways that people regard them, but there are definitely modern believers. Let's hear a story from an old Irishman who had an encounter with a fairy when he was but, as they say, a wee lad.
Always his
Not
music.
Only did he believe in them, he had seen some evidence.
I believe there was such a thing as fairies. Well, I seen evidence one time. The McLeans, where I grew up, they bought a mare from Sydney, and she was a beautiful mare, and she had a beautiful mane and beautiful tail. And I used to pass an awful lot of the time combing out her mane and combing out her tail. And one time morning, I went up to the barn to comb the mane out, and the mane was all braided. So I went down to the house and I said to them, I was only around 12 then, I suppose, and I told them, there's something wrong with the mare's mane. So they all came up, and the old fella said right away, he says, open the she-yanyi, the work of the fairies. I believed it was the work of the fairies, because that was what the McLean said. And anyway, Mr. McLean, he went up to the barn and he stayed there all night. But shortly before dawn, he kind of nodded and fell asleep. When he woke up, the mane was braided. And there was nobody came into the barn. The doors was... Who in the heck was going to braid a mare's mane anyway? It had to be done by some spirits of some kind.
What people don't see, though, in the video is that actually the man is completely nude in a barrel of Guinness.
Yeah. Nothing sober about that story.
And of course, as Henry said earlier, he went to Yahoo News for some answers. Right. Modern day fairies. Let's hear what some of these people have to say.
Yes.
Here's the question. Well, I kind of believe in fairies. I like ready stories on the internet about fairy encounters. I don't want to seem crazy, and I'm not. I'm only 13, too young to be crazy, lol. But I love fairies, and I want to know if they're real. What are some encounters people have had with fairies? What are some food fairs like? What can you do to attract them?
You can attract fairies by doing offerings. While fairies cannot actually consume the offerings, they can absorb energy from them. They can also send a real creature, such as a bird, squirrel, dragonfly, or other being, to eat the offering. My fairies are named Moya and Jills. They each have a different tree that they go to for offerings. I scribed their names using a crystal and a Ouija board to talk to them. No, Ouija boards aren't evil. They're bits of wood with letters and numbers on them. I've been using one for 30-plus years. Again, for your offerings, home-baked goods are best. Foods with artificial additives and preservatives are not good, both for fairies and humans. You can buy goodies for them, but try to stick with organic goodies or foods without artificial ingredients. And the sources are pagan. I'm not crazy either. I'm a middle-aged teacher.
And you wonder why our children are dumb. And you wonder why we're losing to China on every single level. That's who's teaching America.
And there's one more good one.
Mm-hmm. This is another answer. Yes, okay, I've been studying these for 2 years now, and encounter one is a woman sang a song to attract fairies, and the next day some fairies kidnapped her about three feet tall, and took her to fairy world and danced and ate fairy food, and then the fairies took her back home, and then she woke up on the ground, then months passed, and people thought that she was a witch, and they sent her to jail. Then years later, they sent her free because she confirmed that she was a witch, and she had good health, because the people didn't give her food, and fairies brought her fairy food, and food fairies like, well, I think one is milk, and that's all the food they like that I know, and how to attract them. Hopes this helps.
And that's also your traditional drug cartel kidnapping.
And, also known as girl with nose ring trapped next to on bus.
Right. Wow, what an episode on fairies.
Jesus Christ, there,
we
that's...
are... dumber.
Yes, indeed. I'm sweating profusely out of sheer stupidity.
Oh, my God. I'm sweating out all the knowledge that I've gained over the last couple years.
I hope you've had your fill of fiddle music, because I'm sure we have covered most of this episode with fiddle music, correct?
It is filled with fiddle music. Yes.
Very good.
Yeah.
As much fiddle music as you can fucking stand. I hate flogging Molly. I hate that shit.
I love it.
Do you like that Irish punk stuff?
Flogging Molly.
I'm telling you, it possesses my feet like they have little fairies, and I have to kick them.
Yeah, you're a regular perepehe.
I am a perepehe, and that was very informative and educational, and it's nice to know where I came from.
Yes.
And now I just have to learn how to play the flute, or I'll just continue to bend random things.
Yeah, no one knew that Ben was an Aboriginal from New Zealand.
So nice. I was previously just a Bigfoot or a Yeti or a Sasquatch, but now I'm also a perepehe.
Now you have enough information to go out and talk to any 290-pound Stevie Nicks-looking 45-year-old woman that you want.
That's right, and if she walks out or he walks out after you spit in your water, then it was never meant to be.
Never meant to be. Couldn't handle your stuff in the first place, because if they can't handle you at your worst, they don't deserve you at your best.
That's right. Always show them your worst first.
Always.
Always. That's bad dating advice.
Well, thank everybody for listening to the show. I guess we all want to thank Morgan Weingarten for sending us her Mortuary Sciences practice head in the mail. I actually got to open up a box and see a head staring right back at me.
So excited.
A realistic human head.
You don't see the grimace-like smile on Marcus's face like a wolf howling at the night.
I mean, I actually got to say, what's in the box? And there was actually a head in there.
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
Yeah, but it was bad. It was his wife's head.
Is there a real
skull in that, though? I just want to ask.
It is not a real skull, it is a practice skull that they have.
I see.
And they cover it in wax. They give him a picture of a dead woman, they say, or the picture of a woman or a man, and they say they have to reconstruct the entire face using only wax and makeup. And it is amazingly creepy, but also somewhat beautiful, in my eyes at least.
Absolutely, sure, and I'm glad it's here at a basement of a Mexican restaurant.
I'm gonna mount it on the wall.
That's great. You know, we don't big game hunt here, but we will mount human heads.
Yeah, that's right. Well, human heads that have been constructed.
That's right.
Yeah, and if you guys want to send us any weird shit, our address is 1093 Jackson Avenue. Send it to The Creek in the Cave, care of Last Podcast on the Left, 1093 Jackson Avenue, Long Island City, New York, 11101.
And here's a reading from the Satanic Bible for today. I want you to take this with you because I've been thinking about it. The Satanist shuns terms such as hope and prayer, as they are indicative of apprehension. If we hope and pray for something to come about, we will not act in a positive way, which will make it happen. The Satanist, realizing that anything he gets is of his own doing, takes command of the situation instead of praying to God for it to happen. Positive thinking and positive action add up to results.
And again, the man who wrote the Satanic Bible was simply trying to get laid. And those are just how you organize an orgy. That's really just perfect rules for that.
I will actually say that that entry from the Satanic Bible really turned things around in my life.
Right?
Yeah. Like, that is one of the, to me, that's one of the most inspirational. Yeah.
It's great. It's easy reading. It's a lot of fun. I would recommend, do what I do, is sit down, roll yourself up a fucking, like a fucking Gandalf stick, smoke it while listening to Wagner and reading it out loud to yourself.
Whoa!
Stu from NBC's A to Z.
Hail, hail, sweet Satan.
Yes,
again,
yes.
Sundays at 12:15 at Adult Swim. Please watch new episodes of Your Pretty Face is Going to Hell. I'm going to keep plugging it because fuck you, and you have to watch it. You must watch it.
Well, I think they love to watch it. Yes. It's a great show.
And the fourth Saturday of every month at 10 p.m. is the Last Podcast on the Left live show.
That's right.
We live streamed it video-wise last month, and we got over 1,000 people watching it, and that was just announcing on the Facebook page. We're announcing it right here for the first time on the show that we will be live streaming it every month now. We got it down to a fucking sweet science. So we will be posting the link. You'll be able to find it on the Last Podcast on the Left YouTube channel. And that's the fourth Saturday of every month at 10 p.m. Eastern. And if you are in the area, be sure to come out to the Creek in the Cave. We had a fucking fantastic crowd there last
time. Oh, it was so fun. Every live show is amazing, and it's great to meet everybody, and you guys are all wonderful people. Thanks so much for supporting all the other shows here that Marcus and I do, Roundtable and Top Hat, and of course Marcus with Jackie Zabrowski, Sex and Other Human Activities. Everything is going great here at the station, so thank you guys so much.
Yeah, and one more thing, LP on the Left, at Ben Kissel, at Henry Loves You, at Marcus Sparks, and go to cavecomedyradio.com/merch to buy your Last Podcast on the Left t-shirt, because remember, the heart ones, limited edition.
And they're going fast. They are unbelievably
They are beautiful in person.
Once again, thank you to Yayoi.
Yayoi? You make some good magic.
Yeah, you really do. The t-shirts are fantastic, and we're sending them out this week. So be on the lookout, ladies and gentlemen.
Light a candle, jerk off, bring some magic into your life. Cool shit can happen for you.
That's right. Hail yourselves.
And hail Gein.
Hail me.
And may Goostalations.
Oh, yeah. To everyone and every child.
All right.
For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to cavecomedyradio.com.